Okay.
Thank you for joining us today. I am Jeffrey Tiefertiller. I am ecstatic to have David Cannon share his thoughts on a myriad of topics as we begin this new year. David, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Jeffrey. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you on these podcasts, and really just it's great. Good to see you.
It is great, and it's great talking shop, David. So as the audience hopefully knows by now, and if not, here's a little introduction. Is David and some of his peers are going to occupy one day of the week on our podcast channel, and I thought this would be a great way for us to get started. And so I have some questions for David as we get started this January. So I thank David, I thank you, the audience, and let's get started. So David, you just in the last few months began a new role with PeopleCert. How did that transpire? And what is the
Well,
role?
the new role, the current role is head of Americas for PeopleCert. Yeah, very excited. It wasn't a role that I actively sought out, but it's one that makes a lot of sense if I think about it. So, for many years, I've been a strong advocate and contributor to the whole ITIL brand, the content. I started with ITIL back in 92 when it was still part of the Central Computer and Telecommunications Agency in the UK. And, ITIL has really been a very solid reference point in my career as well as in the industry, I believe. I think that in recent years, we've done a lot of work in making sure that it stays relevant. Making sure that it continues to address the needs of the industry that are emerging. Now, it's I've been involved as part of the product team on a part-time basis, really helping to contribute to the ongoing development of ITIL 4. So I'm not sure if you know this, but I was involved in the DITS book, the Digital and IT Strategy book. Well, I know you know it, but maybe the listeners didn't. So Digital and IT Strategy book, I was one of the lead editors, and then we put a book together, the Acquiring and Managing Cloud Services book, which is part of ITIL 4. And then this year was involved in updating a number of the practices as part of the new certifications that came out earlier this year. One of the things that I noticed in the industry is that there was just a lot of discussion about what that meant and what the role was and what kind of role that should play. And, started looking at ways that we could be better positioning ITIL, better using ITIL in the industry. And one of the things that I commented on was that there is just such a diverse approach in the industry to how we manage technology, and especially digital technology. I believe that ITIL still has a very strong message to play, and I've been pretty vocal about that within PeopleCert and outside of PeopleCert. So when the position fell vacant here at PeopleCert to head up the Americas, they asked me if I knew anyone who could fill that role. I said, I'm sure I can find someone. They said, we don't have time for you to find someone. How about you do it? So here I am. I'm in this role, head of Americas. It is all about developing the market within the Americas. That's both North and South America, and really just making sure that we are making sure that ITIL is really enjoying the right kind of exposure and profile in the industry. I think we've gone, there's no secret, I think we've gone through the ITIL community, the IT service management community has gone through a lot of change. And I think for many, the question has been, is ITIL still relevant? Is it still something I can use in my job? Is it still going to help me develop my career further? And my firm belief is it will, but if I don't stand up there and say that, put my money where my mouth is, then, you know, that message doesn't get out. So that's really what my role is to make sure that ITIL, as well as the other portfolio products within PeopleCert, are enjoying the kind of exposure and understanding and usefulness that they did in the past.
And I want to push in on two things, if I may, David. First, let me say that, David, you are like the beacon in the U.S. for, even before this role, unofficially for ITIL. And so I want to make sure I acknowledge all of your contributions, all of your commitment to helping. And Adam Griffith, who also works for PeopleCert, does a great job behind the scenes with the products. And so I wanted to give people kudos off the front. You mentioned relevance. So I recently took the DITS course, and relevance is a big understated word. And I say understated because in the DITS vernacular, it's how do we make sure that our metrics and measures are relevant with our strategy? And I think that's where you're going here, is how do we keep what we're doing with ITIL and PeopleCert relevant to our user base, to our organizations that need service management professionals. Like, that's one thing we did. That's a constituency that we never talk about. These big companies that need a change manager or an incident management or service desk, they need really good content from ITIL to prepare their people. And so how do you remain and increase relevance in those areas? Is that fair, David? Because I think that's a big thing, is how do you do that?
I mean, that's a really important part of what ITIL is. It's a best practice, right? That's what it's known for. Well, best practice doesn't mean it's the best possible thing that you could ever do in your life. What it means is that we've done a lot of research. We've gone into the industry. We've found out what works for people, and we've documented that. Now, what works for people in one context changes as the context changes. Now, we know that in the early days of ITIL, the ITIL was written within more of a mainframe-centric environment. And as the industry was moving into a client-server type of environment, the industry has undergone some fundamental shifts since then. And every time that we go through a shift like that, we have to keep asking the question, what works? What doesn't work? Is the discipline, or are the disciplines that we used in the previous environment, are they still relevant in the new environment? If not, why not? If they are not still relevant, what is replacing them? And so all of this research finds its way into this best practice. It's no mistake that there are four versions of ITIL. It's no mistake that the version 4 of ITIL is completely different to version 3. Now, I know the surface, it looks very similar. So we see a lot of the process names in V3 have been translated into practices in ITIL 4, and they look very similar. But when you start applying them, and when you start digging beneath the surface, you start realizing that there is a lot of research that has gone into this updated material, that we've really taken into account the way in which cloud has changed the industry and the way in which companies work. We're going to see that continuing to happen as AI becomes more and more used within organizations. And I have to say, when we talk about the relevance of ITIL, ITIL is not a predictor. It doesn't look ahead and say, well, here's what's going to happen in 5 years' time. What it does is it looks at the industry right now and it says, what are the leading organizations in this industry doing that makes them leading organizations? What is it that really works? And so staying relevant means continuing to put a lot of investment and time into conducting this kind of research and then documenting what we find. And I think a lot of that work goes on behind the scenes. We don't really see it. Excuse me.
And as David's taking a drink, I do want to say that the people behind the scenes do a great job at PeopleCert, whether it's on the product side, whether it's trying to understand what trends are coming, things of that nature. So I want to give them their kudos. But as David's coming back with us. I think, David, the hard part is relevance is a moving target. Relevance is something that we aspire for, but just like strategy, it's moving. Does that make sense?
That is absolutely right. And it's part of the challenge of something like this. But in this market that moves so quickly, if we had to wait for something to become 100% relevant to what is out there today versus yesterday, then we wouldn't publish anything, right? It would just be a moving series of white papers. And where do you start on that? Because the minute you read one, you're having to move on to the next one. And so what EITL does is it creates a set of building blocks. And what it does is not only show the relevance of those building blocks today, but it also shows the timelessness of those building blocks. So there are things in EITL that do not change. They change in the way that they're implemented, but they don't change in what they do. And, you know, we take simple things like incident and problem management, and we look at those things and we say, well, those things have been around since version one, and they have been. But if you read EITL 4 practices for incident problem management, you'll see they're quite different. They work quite differently. The basic building block is the same, but they work a little bit differently in a more modern environment. So I think that's how we approach this challenge of relevance, is trying to build a certain amount of timelessness into the building blocks, while also showing how they have changed over time, allowing organizations to adopt them and then use them in ways that they develop further. When we talk about research, I think it's very important to note this is not just a bunch of scientists sitting in a lab doing research. When we talk about research, we're really talking about practitioners, professionals in the field, providing feedback and input into the development of EITL. It may not be very visible to everybody because the industry is just, I mean, the community is just so huge, but there is a lot of input that is gathered from professionals, you know, on the front line in hundreds of organizations around the world. That continues to be fed into EITL. And that's one way of keeping its relevance.
And so as we close, I want to make sure I say this clearly. And so, David, I do thank you for stepping into that role, because we in the U.S. have EITL is everywhere. You know, service management is in every big organization, even a lot of small organizations. And we have to, as a community, figure out how do we improve? How do we step up? How do we build this community for others? So I think your role is key to helping us get there, because it's tough. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people doing their best in their job, and it's tough. And so I, as we get this year started for 2024, I just wanted to thank you for stepping into that role. It's a big job. And so I just wanted to thank you.
It is a big job. It's a big challenge. And I'm just really excited to be here, because no matter what happens, this is an opportunity to really, we'll talk about this in future episodes, but to really engage with people in the community and help to grow this whole product. It's not just a product, but to grow the movement even further. It's a very exciting opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to working with my fellow professionals in the space.
So those of you listening, tune back with us, tune into us next week as we dive a little deeper on this topic. And David, thank you once again for sharing your expertise and leading our America's movement for community, because I do think it's needed. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Bye.